You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by NestBedding.com. Love where you sleep. For all your bedding needs, we're talking about your bed, mattress, pillows, sheets, you need, you name it, you go to NestBedding.com. Kotz, it sounds like it's a little cold there in Detroit. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It is different. The Bay is cold, but this is colder for sure.
What is that like for teams? And I know you've had to do it throughout your career. As you get used to being in Arizona, people are in shorts, people are playing golf, life's good. Now all of a sudden you're in the East Coast, you're in the upper Midwest, you're not in the dome, and it's really cold. Watching all the highlights, it's cold all over the place. What is that adjustment like?
Yeah, I mean, it's an adjustment, but thank God for heaters in the dugout. You can tell guys get on deck and they basically put their bats on the heater, get the pine tar kind of sticky again. There's an adjustment to it, but everyone's dealing with the same thing. It's not like, like you said, the whole league, the whole East Coast, Midwest right now, the weather is cold and, it's not atypical for baseball, but we still have to grind. We still have to play through it.
You get out to a start like this, how tough is it for your ball club? Because obviously, Captain Obvious, everybody wants to start hot, and unfortunately you guys haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, it's difficult. We're at this point here, 1-7 now, or that, you feel that. There's no question. We've wanted to get off to a good start. We knew it was going to be important to get off to a good start, but we've put ourselves, in the situation we were last year where, we're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit from a wins-loss standpoint. I think the last three games, we've definitely, been competitive. We've could have won all three of these last games. And in saying that, you do look at that to build some type of momentum and confidence, but losing sucks. There's no other way to say it. And we've dealt with it for a period of time now that you get tired of it. And I know this group's tired of it. There's a level of expectation amongst this group that we left spring training with, that we can compete, that we can win. We're at a point where we got to go win games and figure out how to win games. And that's where I sit this morning. From the standpoint of, I think once we break through and we start winning games, there's going to be a momentum shift that really helps us with the success rate.
Is it hard not to press right out of the gate when you're a team and you got a bunch of players trying to prove themselves? Like, you're trying to do it all in one at bat, all in one inning, and that's a tough way to play.
Yeah, and each guy in itself is taking on and shouldering some level of responsibility and some level of expectation, right? Because they want to be the guy. And if their teammates are failing, they want to step up. And I think really the need for a deep breath, the need to just take the at-bat to try to get, your teammate up behind you. We've talked about that. Yesterday was a good sign of being down. In a game, coming back and battling back against, one of the better pitchers in the game, giving ourselves a chance to win. There's a different feeling from last year in those type of games that we have a lineup that can come back from a deficit, and we have a pitching staff and bullpen that can hold us in games to give us that opportunity. So You know, they're the group itself, you know, as I talked about, we felt like we could get out to a good start. We haven't. So I think there is a level of a weight on the shoulders of these guys that we're going to try to do our best to, you know, eliminate and to help with. But at the end of the day, we all know winning takes care of those type of expectations and emotions.
Well, when this airs, we're going to have a couple games on this road trip. But just looking at Friday's game where you had a couple guys hit the ball out, you break that scoreless streak. When you talk about getting back on track, can you look at that game to say some positives came for you offensively?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even with Geloff, I know, you know, he hasn't swung the bat the way that he's capable of. But, you know, he hit a double yesterday. You know, that's going to lead to some momentum, some confidence building. I think Rooker hitting the ball over the, you know, over the fence. Also barreling a couple balls, hitting, you know, Toro with his homer. So, you know, there is momentum offensively that can be taken from Friday. And, you know, as we tape this Saturday morning, I hope that we can continue to build off of that from yesterday.
There are some positives. And I think one note, no question, Paul Blackburn, what have you seen so far?
Yeah, Paul's first outing was great. Seven innings. I mean, he grinded. You know, that's vintage Paul. He has that capability of going out and pitching deep into games, getting early contact, weak contact. And, you know, today's the same kind of, you know, situation where he's the guy that wants to go out and step up and provide that same outing that he did and give us a great chance to win a game.
Yeah, it's so interesting how if you can get the starting staff going, they can feed off of each other. And next thing you know, they start to get into a rhythm, and that could be big for your ball club.
Yeah, no question. You know, we've had, you know, multiple outings now from our starters. JP yesterday, you know, I mean, he grinded through just about six innings, you know, got touched up a little bit in only one of those innings where you know, he rebounded. He had three solid innings to start the game. The fourth was a little shaky. And then one mistake in the sixth to Canna that, you know, eventually led to him being taken out. But overall, he kept us in a game, you know, four runs over the course of five and two thirds. You know, that's quality. And again, you know, Paul goes out today and, you know, hopefully he's the guy that stops this losing streak.
How do you view the bullpen so far?
You know, I think the bullpen's been a little bit taxed. Those first few outings and the starters didn't really cover a ton of innings, but I think we've got them reset. And, you know, I think Lucas Ursig's had just, you know, a little bit of bad luck, made one or two bad pitches in leverage situations. You know, overall, I think, you know, Austin Adams has been a great addition. He's done a nice job. TJ McFarland's done a nice job. Two veteran guys we picked up right there before we set rosters that have fit in really nicely and are helping these guys. And Mason Miller, you know, we saw what he's capable of against Boston with those two innings.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Mason Miller in a game you're leading because the stuff is just absolutely electric. And I got to think as a manager, it's tough early not to tax your bullpen. You want to try and win every single game. You're obviously probably not going to get as long of outings as you want out of your starter. So how much do you have to be cognizant of that as you want to win? But, man, I just can't burn my best guys out early.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a situation that we're aware of. You know, you don't want to just continually use the bullpen this early and, like you said, wear them out. But, you know, I think we've done a nice job of kind of managing that process over the first eight games, you know, giving guys opportunities to get in big situations, utilizing, you know, a Kyle Muller and a Spence to, you know, cover some innings down there. And they've done a great job. Kyle's done a nice job covering innings. And so has Spence.
Yeah. Kyle Muller. I mean, he has looked fantastic. He's looked like the guy this is the guy we always thought he could be. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And we made some big changes. He made some big changes this offseason. His arm angle was a lot lower last season. And we've got, you know, he went in himself and decided that he needed to get back to where he was. He raised his arm angle, I think, almost 6 to 8 inches, which is pretty drastic for a pitcher. And we've seen some success.
You know, when you start looking at the competition, because after this, you're going to go to Texas. Obviously, they're defending champs. Boston out to a really good start. Stephen Vogt in Cleveland off to a really good start. You know, I know you're not happy about the record, but how can your team really grow playing this good, stiff competition early?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely faced some good teams, we're going to continue to face good teams. When you say grow, it's a matter of us, like I said, gaining confidence when we win some games against these type of teams. You know, and everyone can argue, like, you know, one-run games, the better teams win one-run games. Well, actually, one-run games are decided by one play here, one play there, one pitch. And so we've been right there with these teams. We're competitive over the last three. And I think that, like, again, I think that's going to help lead to just more wins this season.
You know, we have talked about it before on this show, your love for Oakland. I know one of your kids was born in Oakland. You love being an Oakland A. You love being the manager of the A's. We've talked about that before. But obviously the move this past week, talking about playing in Sacramento the next 3 years after this, you've addressed it already. But I just want to know, have you talked to the team about it? What's it like for the team? Is it something they think about, or these guys just battling for jobs and they're about the here and the now and trying to establish careers?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a team meeting about it. I know, you know, obviously we've known this was the possibility for a long time. The guys in that room, you know, they're more concerned about this season right now. And, you know, obviously where we're at 8 games into the year. You know, I think that, as you talk about, for me, both of my daughters were born, you know, while I was in Oakland Athletic you know, like I said yesterday, it's definitely emotional, but, you know, the focus right now for me as the manager of the Oakland Athletics is to, you know, get this team winning games, get this team prepared, day in, day out to go out and have success. And, you know, that's going to be in Oakland this year. And, you know, at the end of this season, you wrap your mind around what Sacramento, you know, is going to offer. But until then, really my focus, which has been from the start, is to win baseball games in Oakland. And, you know, it's frustrating that over the course of my tenure so far, that hasn't taken place. But it's, again, not for a lack of effort and not for, you know, any other reason outside of just we need to get better and we need to improve, the things that we weren't successful at last year. And I know it's a limited sample size, but I do feel like, we have a group in this room, you know, to be competitive night in, night out and win, and be successful.
Let's end on this positive note. You look slick in those bomber jackets. how does it feel in the dugout? Because we're seeing that on NBC. Like, Kotz is looking good. Those things are sharp.
It feels a little old school. It really does. Feels a little bit retro. They are sharp, and they're warm. That's the biggest thing. They're warm. You know, I know a lot of my staff yesterday had, you know, the masks on and the gloves. And I was looking at my bench coach yesterday for a review on the replay, and he's not the loudest talker. Darren Bush is not the loudest talker, right? So you kind of have to read lips. Well, he had the mask up over his nose. I said, I can't read your lips, Darren. I can't hear you, and I can't read your lips. So I guess we're not challenging, you know. yeah, I mean, the bombers are nice. Outside of that, I'm trying my best just to stay in shape and keep up with these young guys.
Oh, man, snow. God, this time of the year, it's always tough. But We appreciate the time. You stay warm. Good luck the rest of the series. Good luck in Texas, and we'll see you back in Oakland.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.